Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Pella Historical Society and Museums, Valerie Van Coten, joins us on today's program to preview holiday programs at Pella Historical.
Well, Val, a very exciting time of the year here at Pella Historical Society, and one of your busiest times as you prepare for the holidays. Before we get to some of that holiday programming, though, everyone wants to hear about tulip time, and there's a couple of things that have recently been going on in regards to that, the first of which, you've been planting your bulbs. Let our listeners know about the flowers you plant each year and how that's been going so far this year.
We began planting around Halloween, and we plant between 85 and 90,000 bulbs here at the village and at Schulte House. This week, I think we're going to finish up here at the village, and then we'll start at Schulte. The village has more beds, but they aren't quite as big, and Schulte House has fewer beds, but they're larger. So Schulte House is a pretty daunting task yet, and we've all been working at it. The whole staff's been out helping with it and getting them in the ground before it freezes.
And the other big part of tulip time, you select your lead representative, so to speak, to go out and her four best friends, the tulip time queen and royal court. What does that mean for you each year to see these young high school girls step up and be leaders and representatives of the community, especially during the community's most important week of the year?
Well, it was really exciting this year to see so many girls who agree to put their name in the hat, so to speak. We had 25 girls who said, yes, I would like to be up. And that's one of the higher numbers we've had for a while. It's a very important position for us. It's an honor for the girl, but it's also a unique marketing opportunity for us as this girl who acts as queen and her court go out into the state and promote Pella. People love to see them in their Dutch costumes. They love to hear about tulip time. And so they're a very important marketing tool for us.
And then, as we mentioned, the holidays are here, and really four big activities that come up, starting with the Christmas walk through the village. What is that transformation that the village undergoes every holiday season, and what are some of the unique features that people get to see in the holidays as opposed to the rest of the year?
The Christmas walk will begin the same day as the open house for stores, which is the Monday night before Thanksgiving, and the whole village is really transformed. There are lights everywhere. There are Christmas trees, themed Christmas trees. For instance, there's a Sinterklaas tree. There's different themes in different areas. And I really would encourage people, especially members, if you're a member, you get in free all the time, come and take a look at what's going on. In the bakery, there's a pot of hot chocolate and cookies always available in the winter. And there's just something magical about coming through at that time of year.
And the other big holiday event that people see visibly in the public's eye is the Sinterklaas Parade, which has moved this year to a different weekend. First of all, let our listeners know why you kind of decided to push it into December more, and just let overall what that morning means with Sinterklaas, and it's the first official appearance of the Tulip Court and so on.
Right. Sinterklaas Parade had traditionally always been held the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that really didn't work well for a lot of people, including the Queen and Court, who sometimes were gone for family things that weekend, for Sinterklaas himself, who didn't always work well. So we decided to push it to the first weekend in December, which is actually closer to Sinterklaas Day on December 6th. And it will also be during Pella's tour of home. So I think it's going to be a better time. We'll have the parade at 10 o'clock. If your kids want to be in the parade or you want to be in the parade with your kids, line up at Schulte Church at 9:45. Dress up like a Christmas something, an elf or a gingerbread man or a present or whatever you'd like to do. The kids will march to the Tulip Tower. There'll be a very short program there at the Tulip Tower. And then they're all invited to come back to Schulte Church and meet Sinterklaas and get a goodie bag and have some hot chocolate.
And then you have events that are coming up also throughout December. What are some of the traditional things that people may be able to take in that are very entertaining and very related to the season?
Well, a real favorite is the Schulte House Christmas Tea. This is going to be held on Sunday afternoon, December 3. And this year, it's going to be a musical and literary afternoon. Judy Bishop, a violinist from Oskaloosa, is going to be performing. I'm going to be accompanying her and doing some literary readings. And we offer that as a free tea. It's open for our members first to sign up until November 15, and then it's open to the public if there's still room. But it's a very favorite time of year. We have coffee time afterwards, and it's just it's very enchanting to be doing this in the Schulte House.
And then the other is your Lights at Night concert. That's also coming up as well.
Right. That is on Friday night, December 8th, and that is with the Pella Middle School students. They're just coming off their concert the night before, so they come here and perform some Christmas favorites with their director, and it's a great night. Members are free. There's a charge for non-members to come, but we have a coffee time afterwards, and it's just the kids love to perform. They get to wear their ugly Christmas sweaters, and they have a really good time.
Once again, that was Executive Director of Pella Historical Society, Valerie Van Coten, previewing the holiday season at Pella Historical Society. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.